Hello, everybody. There's no intro, no commercials, no special announcements in this podcast today. The reason is I want this podcast to stand out in your mind. I want it to stand out amongst all the other podcasts that we have put out. We've put out quite a few since 2009. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to come at you straight and honestly today. I try to come at you straight and honestly every day. I tell it like it is. As a matter of fact, some people oftentimes say, you need to tone it down and sound a little bit more like unicorns and butterflies, but that just isn't how it works in the real world. And I think deep down you know that. So I'm going to tell it to you the way it is. You can attract anything you desire. You can have the life you desire. You can have the money. You can be rolling in cash. You can have the relationship you desire. You can have an extraordinary, loving, passionate relationship. You can have incredible health and vitality and energy. Anything you desire is available to you. You are co-creator of your reality. Did you hear what I just said? Don't skip over that lightly. You are co-creator of your reality. But I want you to listen to this very closely now. If you are not willing to pay the price for what you truly desire, if you're not willing to sacrifice or put skin in the game, then all of your self-help books, all of your law of attraction books, all of your podcasts, all of your feel-good tapes and CDs and audios and videos, all of your crystals and candles are useless. They're merely a way of convincing you that you can get something for nothing. Even my $1 million winner in the lottery a couple years ago had to sacrifice. She had to be willing to change her beliefs. She invested in miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And she sacrificed money. Every week she played the lottery. She paid the price. But a lot of people just sit back and dream. It would be nice. Here are a few things you're going to have to consider giving up some of. If you want the relationship you desire, the money that you desire, the health you desire, whatever it is you desire deeply in your heart and your soul, you're going to have to give up some of these things. Straight up, here it is, number one, time. Yes, I understand you want to be at your son's baseball game this weekend. But you have a transformational meeting to attend. You have a business seminar to attend. You're going to have to sacrifice time at the Little League game for your greater goal. Because there won't be any Little League games or uniforms or cleats or helmets or bats or any of that if you're not achieving your goals and not bringing in the kind of money that you need and desire to give yourself and your family a great life. So you're going to have to sacrifice time. You won't always be able to be there. You're going to have to be someplace else. Understand that right now. And that's true even in a relationship. Look at, you might want to go to the football game with your buddies, but if you want a good relationship, a loving relationship, and you only have one day off, you may have to spend it with your girlfriend or your wife. You're going to have to sacrifice something for something greater. The greater is your relationship. And it's not just about placating people. It's about having an extraordinary great relationship, an extraordinary great business or career. You're going to have to sacrifice time. Write that down right now. I am willing to pay the price and sacrifice time when needed. You're going to have to sacrifice money. Oh, I know, you want to hold on to every penny. You know, I have to tell you a brief story. When I was running the temple in Los Angeles for the Esoteric Order of the Golden Dawn, a gentleman came in with his wife, and he said, you know, we don't have a lot of income, but we really want to join. We're willing to clean up here after work or after the meetings, whatever. And he showed up for 2 or 3 weeks, and about the third week he came in, he had a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous meerschaum pipe. It was beautiful. He said, oh, this pipe cost me a lot of money, Robert. He said, it costs a lot of money, and I had to pay for it over the last 3 months every week to the pipe store. I said, really? You paid the pipe store, but you can't afford to pay the group. That's what you truly value, not the knowledge we're imparting to you, not the lessons we're teaching you, not the fraternity and the learning of ancient secrets. You're more interested in a pipe. You see, where you put your money is what you truly value. If you want to build a business, you're going to have to use and invest money. If you want to gain specialized knowledge, it's going to cost you money. If you want to have an extraordinary relationship, there's going to be an investment of money. Yes, there is. What about your health? Yes. You can eat cheap junk food, or you can spend the extra money for organic, healthy, high vibrational food. Anything you want in this world, in the physical world, likely will cost you some money. And if you think that you can get by, slip by, getting it for free, chances are you're very wrong. And 5 years from now, you'll be in the same exact place. You're going to sacrifice sleep. And don't tell me sleep isn't important to you. I know it is. We all love our sleep. You're going to have to get up an hour or two early and do certain kinds of activities or work or study. I had a client who was studying some of the ancient mysteries with me. Oh, this is maybe 10, 15 years ago. She was extraordinary. She had to get up at 3 a.m. She set an alarm at 3 a.m. She got up, had a cup of coffee, and studied. She studied till 5 a.m. when the alarm would normally ring, and she would get her husband up. And that's how she started her day. Did she start her day that way for a week? For a month? No, she did it for 2 years. She's an incredible manifester today. But she had to sacrifice some sleep. You may have to sacrifice sleep. You may need to study. You may need to invest time. You may need to do extra work. It's just the way it is. You may need to sacrifice some recreation time. People that build successful businesses aren't off playing all the time. They're working, and they're working their ass off. Yes, even the new entrepreneurs are working, and they're working hard and long hours. It will require the sacrifice of recreation. And oftentimes it will require the sacrifice of your immediate desires. Putting off a desire that you have for something greater that you truly desire. If you can't get control over your immediate desires, you will never achieve more. You will never have more. You will never do more. You will never become more. It's that simple. It's that simple. A few other things you may have to sacrifice along the way to pay the price. Excuses. Yeah, you've got to give up. I can't do that because that's gone. No more excuses. Do it. Negative thoughts. Yeah, you're going to have to sacrifice all that negative BS you keep telling yourself. And you're going to have to choose a life of positivity, of higher vibration, of love, of passion. You're going to have to make a commitment to get up with passion every single day, even when you don't feel like it. You're going to have to sacrifice limiting beliefs. And you're going to have to sacrifice your fear of failure. I know you can do this. I know you can have the life you truly desire, the relationship that you just deeply crave, but you'll have to pay the price. I know you can have the business that you've always dreamt of, but you'll have to pay the price. I know you can have incredible health, incredible relationships, but you'll have to pay the price. I'm not asking you to become a workaholic. I'm asking you to pay the price. There's a difference. There's a big difference. I'm going to leave you with something that changed my life many, many years ago. When I read this, when I heard this, it took me from a company that had 5,000 agents at the time and made me and brought me up within 6 months to number 3. 5,000 agents. My first 6 months, I became number 3. Here's what did it for me. Listen to this. Turn the volume up and listen to it repetitively. This is from the greatest human motivator, perhaps of our time, the late Vince Lombardi. He took a football team, a group of men that were used to losing every single year. They finished in last place 2 years in a row, and they brought him to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And he took over this team. And he won 9 NFL championships, including 2 Super Bowls. No doubt, the greatest human motivator of modern times. He took 40 guys who all had their own goals, their own dreams, and he didn't ask them to sacrifice their dreams. He asked them to take their dreams and move them in the direction of the dream of the team. In other words, combine their dreams, marry their dreams with the habit of winning. Too many people are, oh, I don't have time for winning. Listen to this. Winning is not something. It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit, and unfortunately, so is losing. There is no room for second place. There is only one place in my game, and that's first place. I have finished second twice in my time at Green Bay, and I don't ever want to finish second again. There is a second place bowl game, but it's a game for losers, played by losers. It is and always has been an American zeal to be first in anything we do, and to win, and to win, and to win. Every time a football player goes to ply his trade, he's got to play from the ground up, from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Every inch of him has to play. Some guys play with their head. Well, that's okay. You've got to be smart to be number one in any business. But more importantly, you've got to play with your heart, with every fiber of your body. If you're lucky enough to find a guy with a lot of head and a lot of heart, he's never going to come off the field second. Running a football team is no different than running any other kind of organization, an army, a political party, or a business. The principles are the same. The object is to win. Maybe that sounds hard and cruel. I don't think it is. It's a reality of life that men are competitive, and most competitive games draw the most competitive men. That's why they are there, to compete. The object is to win fairly, squarely, by the rules, but to win. And in truth, I've never known a man worth his salt who in the long run, deep down in his heart, didn't appreciate the grind, the discipline. There is something in good men that really yearn for discipline in the harsh reality of head-to-head combat. I don't say these things because I believe in the brute nature of men or that men must be brutalized to be combative. I believe in God. I believe in human decency. But I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, his greatest fulfillment to all he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. Listen to me. You are in a battle. Negative thoughts, fears, limiting beliefs, friends, family, society, they're all telling you, you can't build that business. It won't work. They laughed at Bill Gates when he said, my goal is a computer in every home. They're not laughing anymore, are they? If you truly want to build your business, build your career, save your relationship, have an incredible relationship, attract more money, enjoy more success, have better health, then you need to understand clearly there are people, forces, and ideas within you and outside of you that would like to stop you. You have to be willing to win. I know that you are. For those of you who are, I invite you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. It's time to put some skin in the game. It's time to live the life that you desire. Have a great day now, because you're a winner.